この声が闇に虚しく吸い込まれた。もしも世界が
Congratulations, Ruben. You've done very well on these tests.
Thank you, I guess. I mean, I don't even understand why we're doing these tests. I thought the whole point of me being out here was to do these transmissions for you guys, and we've already missed a cycle.
We must test your mental and physical capacities for the next experiment.
This isn't the experiment? The weird obstacle course, the weird tests in a different language I didn't understand, the weird hieroglyphic guessing game, this is all for something else?
This is correct. It's come to our understanding the next anime you plan to cover is your favorite. As a little bonus and an experiment for us, we are bringing on a guest for you. Although this guest, when you see them, may have detrimental effects.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to have a guest because, like, I didn't want another opinion unrelated to mine. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased about it. And plus, who could you bring on that would break my brain that bad?
You can see for yourself. We are beaming him in now.
Ah, my back. Why can't you warn anyone before you do that? Ah, you did that last time, too. Wait, is that me? The clone you guys sent back to Earth?
Wait, buddy. Who the hell are you calling a clone?
If anyone's a clone here, it's you. It doesn't make any sense to clone the original and then send him back. They want the real thing for the real review.
Then why send a clone back at all?
To not raise suspicion, duh, you idiot.
Bro, I'm you. If I'm an idiot, you're an idiot.
Well, apparently my time in space has made me smarter.
Apparently a lot weaker, too.
Bro, we're trying to lose weight.
Not anymore. We're all about the gains now, bud.
Oh, God. Are we one of those now?
Look, I don't want to be here any more than you want me here. We can argue about the who's the clone when one of us dies, okay? Can you just tell me why I'm here?
Well, our guy, Badeth, here thought it'd be a good idea to have a guest on for the next anime we're covering,
which is...
Go ahead and take a wild guess.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, brother, we're doing my favorite.
Or, I guess, our favorite?
Hell yeah.
Gurren Lagann.
Let me see you grit those teeth!
Ah! What the hell?
I've always wanted to do that.
Do the impossible, see the invisible. Row, row, fight the power. Touch the untouchable, break the unbreakable. Row, row, fight the power. Power to the peeps, power for the dreams. Still missing peace, scattering so incomplete. We be that once incredible soldier from...
Alright, let's get into some information about the anime. Earth Ruben, why don't you take it away?
That sounds really weird to hear.
It was really weird to say.
Alright, anyways.
The original anime came out April 1st, 2007. It went on to September 30th, 2007. Really short anime.
Yeah, well, it's only 27 episodes, but I love all of them.
I mean, who needs a whole 50 episodes to tell
a complete story?
Complete, concise, it's all you need. The original animation was done by Gainax. I don't know if that's how you say it.
I don't know either.
And co-produced by Aniplex and Konami, both well-known entities.
Yeah, and they are also known for Gunbuster, a very old anime classic, and then Neon Genesis Evangelion,
the original hormonal anime.
It's too much, if you ask me. I mean, I don't know, that's just mine.
No, I agree with you. It's a little too much. I mean, I just watch it for the giant robot / cyborg organisms.
Yeah, definitely.
The fights.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Space Ruben, what about the manga?
Well, unlike a lot of animes, this anime didn't have, like, a big manga presence. Actually, it didn't have one at all.
I've never seen one.
The only mangas that came out were during and after the original release. And one is just kind of a retelling through a more manga setting. Obviously, you could do a little bit more through reading than you can on a screen. But the other ones are kind of alternate universe kind of stuff. Doesn't really matter in the big plot of things. Next, let's give a little bit of a synopsis of our plot. Earth Ruben, do you want to do this?
Sure. Alright. Our story takes place on...
Wait.
What?
You're not going to use your anime voice?
My what?
Your anime voice. You know, the one we have, we've practiced.
Oh, are you do that here?
Yeah, what do you think's gonna happen? An alien's gonna call in and be like, oh, it fucking sucks.
I don't know what happens up here. You sure? Like, it's not weird?
Yeah, bro. Even Matt did it when he was here.
Matt was here?
Yeah, bro.
He never even said anything about that.
Well, it was kind of like a Men in Black thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
So he's not gonna remember.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, well, if you say so, here it goes.
Our story takes place on a future version of Earth, where humans are forced to live underground. After generations of not seeing the sky or the surface, most people don't believe they exist. The isolated villages that remain are constantly plagued by earthquakes, leaving many of the kids orphaned. One of these kids is Simon, a meek young digger who is tasked with digging tunnels to expand the village. His only friend is an eccentric teenager named Kamina, who is determined to one day reach the surface. Kamina treats Simon like a younger brother, constantly encouraging him with an over-the-top attitude. One day, Simon finds a small face-shaped mech and a drill-shaped key while digging. As fate would have it, a larger, similar mecha crashes through the ceiling, bringing with it proof of the surface. Also crashing in is Yoko, a teenage girl armed with a powerful sniper rifle. Kamina convinces Simon to pilot the small mech, which he names Logon, and thus our adventure begins.
Yo, that was really good.
Thanks, man. Does the music just happen, or did you add that?
That just happens here. Yeah, as soon as you start doing anything epic, music just starts playing. I don't know why.
Shh, that's super cool. Now we're going to talk about the main power sources for the show. We got kind of two. One being the gunmen, not to be confused with Gundam, and just straight up willpower.
Our drill will be the one that pierces the heavens.
Okay, calm down. Relax.
Sorry, I'm just really excited.
So gunmen are these weird mechs that all share one similar trait. The main part of their body is like a face. So they look kind of silly because this is like a face with arms sticking out.
It's kind of like a mech Kirby shape thing. Although they're not all round. They all vary in shape and sizes. It's just like the face is the main portion of the body.
Now I'm not going to be able to unsee that. Just Kirby is a gunman.
The deadliest and the cutest of gunmen.
And then there's the willpower, which is literally your intestinal fortitude. How much confidence and how much ability you have, how much faith you have in yourself. If you need a pick-me-up as far as the show goes,
yep.
This is the perfect anime
yep.
to instill confidence in somebody who feels pretty weak about themselves.
100%. In fact, you kind of live that through the lens of Simon. He comes out as very weak and kind of timid, doesn't really have a lot of confidence, but Kamina is the one who instills a lot of confidence in him. His main line is, believe in the you. No, that's not how it goes. How's it go?
Believe in the me that believes in the you who believes in himself.
Which, it sounds kind of convoluted. Like, believe me, it took me a couple times to figure out what he was talking about. But basically, he says, there's a version of you that I believe that has the confidence that I see in you. So it's like, one day you'll aspire to be that person I know you can be. Which is like super awesome. I love that confidence boost.
Alright, let's talk about characters. We're going to do a little bit fast and loose because I have Ruben here too. It's still weird.
Yeah, it's still pretty weird. I don't know how, like...
I don't know how
I'm going to move on from this.
Yeah, me neither.
It's kind of like... I know I talk to myself a lot, but this is literally talking to myself.
I was literally about to say that.
Anyways, all right, let's talk about the characters. So let's start off with Kamina.
Yes.
Kamina is the older of the two. He's like an older teenager at the point at the start of the show. And he's the one who's, you know, he's on that invincibility high still as a young man. And his biggest aspiration is to get out to this quote-unquote surface that no one... Yeah, I can speak words.
It's all right. Try again.
The surface that... no one believes in, and he gets ridiculed all the time for being this hopeless dreamer, but I think that's why he kind of pairs up with Simone a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's like the offsetting a little bit, somewhere to direct all that confidence that he has.
Yeah, and Simone definitely needs it. He's like we said earlier, Simone is the younger of the two. He is very meek. He's fragile. He has a small personality. The biggest thing he's really good at is actually digging tunnels. So he's known as Simon the Digger because he can dig more tunnels faster than anyone else in the village. And he actually is the one who finds the exciting...
Oh, you got it?
See, I can speak too.
You got it.
Starts the plot going by finding this mech that's just buried underground. And last but certainly not... I cannot speak today. I think it's because I'm hearing my own voice. It's messing me up. Last but certainly not least is Yoko. Yoko is the girl who literally fell out of the ceiling. She is armed with a large sniper rifle. And let's face it, she's not dressed...
Yeah.
As you would think.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, every anime needs a waifu, and obviously Yoko fills that position. But she's not only that, she's also a brilliant tacticianer, and she's the one who introduces our boys to the life on the outside. So Yoko has been living life on the outside for a little while already, even though she does come from underground similar to them. So she's their introduction to the rest of this new world.
Whole new world!
You're dumb. Correction. We're dumb. Now it's time to give this thing a rating.
All right.
I think you already know what I'm going to rate it.
Bro, I know. Of ready? Course.
On the same time. Ready?
All right.
One, two, three. S1.
Yep.
See? It's literally same mine. See, to me, this anime is damn near perfect. It's a short run, so you don't have to involve so much time into a long-winded anime that may not have the
payoff.
Yeah. Exactly. So you can, and then you can rewatch it so many times. Like, I've rewatched this anime so many times. And it has everything you need in this little package. You got action, you got mystery, you even got a little bit of romance in there, a little bit of loss. Like, it's everything an anime should be in a short condensed package, and it's not boggled down by like, oh, the manga did it better, or this and that. So to me, it's just, and it's such motivation. It's all about finding that inner confidence of yourself and be able to surpass the limits set before you. And almost no filler.
Yeah.
Like, there's like maybe one episode of filler. There's
like one beach episode.
I mean, they do have spots in the show where they're doing kind of shenanigans, but everything is streamlined.
All right, Ruben.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do something a little different for this episode. We're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
And after, because I've never had this opportunity, I don't think we should waste it.
Okay.
We're going to do like a little bit of spoilers after.
Ooh.
So if you don't want to hear any spoilers, go ahead and jump off right now. Thanks for listening. All you humans are not humans, whoever you may be.
Not humans?
Yeah, supposedly aliens listen to this. I don't know.
Have you had anything come back?
I haven't received any like transmissions back, and I can't let anything out, so.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I guess we will.
But Earth Ruben, since you're the guest, why don't you tell people where they could find us?
All right, yeah. If you want to find us personally, we are on Instagram at REC Matrix.
Yep.
We are the Blue Collar Sad Boy. It's still weird.
It's okay.
If you like anime, lifting weights, raccoons, anything weird.
We love raccoons.
You know, give us a follow. If not, you can also follow our other podcast, Turning Tables Pod, where I, Earth Ruben, play D&D with our friends.
How's that going?
It's going great.
Lucky.
Craft the Kobold.
You're playing Craft?
Yeah, bro. So excited. Also, if you want to follow our network, we have a network with other different podcasts on there. Horror. We have music, video games. Give that a listen. You can follow that at Horrible People's Podcast Network. That's spelled HORRORBLE People's Network. Yeah. You want to get into it?
Let's do it. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the big one.
The big one.
All right.
You ready?
Kamina fucking dies.
Fucking dies, bro.
Fucking asshole.
I know.
Like, we go through the whole beginning of the show and you think he's going to be the man.
That's
he's
what the it goat. Looks like.
Yeah, he's the strongest dude around. And then he gives his life. They make sure Simon does what he has to do. It was so crazy. So dramatic. It was like the most intense scene where you thought like, nah, he's going to be fine. He's super hurt, but he's going to be fine.
And then you just see everyone just stop and it gets quiet. And all you hear is the rain,
bro. The rain was deafening during that scene. Like, just quiet. And then Simone screaming after. Oh, gut-wrenching.
Probably one of the saddest anime scenes I've had to witness.
And it's not even, like, the only one. Like, even when some side characters die later on in the story, you're like, no, the boys, like, everyone just starts dying. And it's, like,
freaking sucks.
This, I don't know if it's a male thing, but you're kind of, like, you're sad, but you're kind of, like, heck yeah, because, like, they died for a big cause, and because of their sacrifice, like, everyone else was able to
complete the mission.
And it just... It was, like, bittersweet. It sucked a lot, but it was gratifying to know that, like, I don't know if it's, like, it's a primal urge of some sort to want to die for something bigger than you. I don't know if that's just me or, like, the military in us. I don't know. So.
Yeah, it's definitely something like that.
I also really like the big ego boost that this story has. Well, it's not even so much ego. It's more of a confidence thing. And Kamina was the first one to kind of instill that in the entire group, and his legacy keeps living on, and they all kind of envelop this
attitude.
You know, I can do whatever I want. I could do whatever I could do anything as long as I put my mind and my will towards it. Even, you know, every so often they're like, "Who the hell do you think we are?"
Yeah,
like how dare you say I can't do something? Like it's so empowering, and it's. You know what? I think, like, not like Catcher in the Rye, because that book's kind of weird. Like, I didn't want to kill John Lennon after.
Yeah, I was about to say.
but I think as, like, a younger man, watching that anime, it had such an impact on my confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you are, even if you're older, man.
Yeah.
Watch Gurren Lagann at least once.
At least once.
Like, yeah, it's dumb. And, you know, some of the stuff he says is kind of, you know, inflated, but who cares, bro? It's fun, and sometimes you just need that empty confidence boost. Like, who cares? Forget about your flaws. Become, you know, it's so easy to look at others and point out the goods in them versus the bads in ourselves.
Right. Like,
it's hard to look at yourself and be like, yeah, this is good, or this is confident. Like, you should have confidence in this. And that's why, like, the big thing what Kamina said was, you know, believe in the me that believes in itself. Like, that's just, it sounds dumb. Like, I can't deny it. It sounds freaking dumb.
Just a little bit.
But when you look at it, it's like, it's so good.
So good.
Let's see. From a plot point, I did like the turn in the second half.
Yeah.
Where you learn why the humans were forced underground. And, like, it kind of saves Lord Jerome. Lord Jerome is a character, and he's the one who's forcing all the people to stay underground.
Right.
And turns out there's this prophecy that if the population gets too big on the surface, there is this...
The anti-spirals.
Yeah, like, they call them the anti-spirals, which they're the direct opposite of spiral races, which are, like, humans, people who build upwards, basically. And their whole thing is, oh, if the population gets too big, we're sending down our robots, our mechs, to destroy. And it kind of, it churns everything on its head. And also, like, the characters are a bit older. Like, Simone's already pretty much a young man. And it feels almost like a different anime. It's almost like a Shippuden.
Yeah.
For Gurren Lagann. But it's like, 12 episodes later. Like, it's... Again, like I said, has everything you need.
Well, Earth Ruben, it's been real fun, but we gotta end the episode sooner than later.
All right.
Get any last thoughts?
Yeah, just go watch it, please. Like I said, it is. I might be 100% through nostalgia goggles, but I don't think so because I watch it all the time. It is one of the best animes, and I keep that to heart. I literally have made the drill key that Simone uses, and I put that on a necklace just like Simone, and I have it, and I just use that as a reminder of that internal willpower that each one of us have. So I think just on that spectrum, it's just so good. Like, I can't speak any more to it.
Yeah.
What about you, Space Ruben? Yeah, anything else? No, you pretty much said it all. I don't need to repeat what we have already said. It's gonna stay at S1 until another anime I watch kicks it down. But in the meantime, in the words of the great Kamina, go beyond the impossible and kick reason to the curb. Your drill is the drill that will pierce the heavens!
Music this episode was Sario Days by Shoko Nakagawa, Liver Me From Hell by Tarantula, Liver Me From Hell Trap Remix by Rifty Beats, and Mina No Peace by Afromania.